い。はい。
OK。One very important technique in teaching is repetition.
学びで一番大切なことはね、反復練習なのね。
So, fruit of the Spirit is a very important part of our
life. 大切なことなんだけど、ね、みんなでこれ反復して覚えようね。
So, we are going to see the first, but the fruit of the Spirit
is... 神様の実は何だったっけ
Love. What was the connection with love?
愛は愛は
Okay, goodness was actually there's a lot of people who weren't here last week. So goodness is actually like a core of the fruit, so inside of the fruit. And today I went out of order. So we are doing faithfulness today, we're going to be gentleness.So last night, my children and I had a little bit of a debate. We were trying to figure out what would be the best example for gentleness. And I said sheep.I said they're very soft and touching animals.But my children said shepherd. And to be honest, after thinking about it, I was like, they're actually much more right than I am. I learned something from my kids. Because gentleness has to do with the way you do things. And a shepherd sometimes has to be firm. Sometimes he has to fight off animals to protect his sheep. But there's times where he has to make the sheep feel safe. He has to speak gently to the sheep.Another picture that I saw. How many of you guys have seen or read, actually read first, but we have seen The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe? In that movie, Aslan is a big lion. But he's nice. There's times that he breathes on the people and they feel such peace. And there's sometimes he asks questions
or says
something. And he goes, roar! Great big roar comes out. But nobody feels uncomfortable. Everybody feels relaxed and says, And you, Aslan represents God. Absolutely. And God allows us to see
this time
so that we can be gentle towards
others.
Can I tell you guys a secret? Gentleness is something that I've always really struggled with. My personality is really abrupt. But God has really worked in my heart to learn how to be softer and more gentle. Because He puts the fruit of the Spirit in our heart. So when you think of gentleness, and once you think of the shepherd with his sheep,
okay,
let's pray. Lord Jesus, I thank you for this day. I thank you that you are a gentle God and you're gentle with us. I pray that you just protect us and keep us.
私たちを守ってくださって、いつも導いてくださいます。
That you warn us.
私たちをポッと見てくださいますから。
And you let gentleness come out of us.
そして私の中どうかに噂が出てくるように助けてください。
In your name we pray.
イエス様の名前通してお願いします。
Amen.
Amen. 感謝です。今日はどうしましょう。上に行くのは。
Someone, 今日も変ですか。We are going to be upstairs with the children, so we thank them so much.
はい。
And
ですから。
You will be so happy when you go up there. There is no worry. Make sure you don't jump, okay? The little kids.
Ah, so the little kids. Oh, yeah. 3 years old people, please go up there. もし混んでる人はこちらに持ってきてやりますか。
I really, really praise God for the children at this church.
They are just amazing.
And as Mas said, please do continue to pray. We there's all sorts of planning and praying and needs and all sorts of things for the children. So please pray.
どうぞ座っていてますから。
There's some chairs. There's some chair up here in the front, and there's another chair over here. There's extra stools as well. So if you don't have a chair, please go ahead and sit. How many of you have been, were here last week?
先週いらした方は結構いらっしゃいました。
Okay. How many of you were here the week before?
先々週いらっしゃいました。
Okay. And the week before that. And the week before that. And okay.Well, God is really doing amazing things at Mizpah. Last week, Mas talked about the heart of God. The week before that, we actually had a guest speaker named Helen Pack, and she spoke with us both in the morning and in the afternoon. In the afternoon, she spoke about active listening.
そう、傾聴を本当に心から意識して聞くということを私たちは学びました。
And God is doing amazing things in people's lives in this place.
この中で本当に働いてくださっていること本当に感謝します。
And believe me, it is not us.
本当に私たち人間なら本当に神様働いてくださっているのを感じます。
I'm really blown away.
本当それを見てですね、わあすごいって今神様素晴らしいと今思っているところです。
And people are starting to pray.
で多くの人は祈ろう、本当心から祈りたい、上から祈りたいと思っていらっしゃいます。
And people are starting to listen to God.
そして神様の声を聞き始めていることに感謝です。
And people are starting to be healed.
そしてまた癒されていることも、癒しが始まっていることも感謝です。
People's hearts are being healed.
心が癒され始まえ。
And also people's bodies are being healed.
体が癒され始めたこと本当に感謝です。
And we have been praying.For healing. And today we have someone who is a very dear person to my heart. And her name is Bethany. While I'm introducing you, you can come up with your mom. Bethany is 13 years old. And she spent the first years of her life in Okinawa.
And
she is just an amazing young woman.She was a couple of weeks ago we had a parkour workshop at church and she was next door in the park doing that and there were lots and lots of people and I'm not sure exactly what happened but she fell and she broke her arm and she broke it pretty seriously but I'm going to give the rest to Bethany and her mom's name is ShirleyAnd as much as she wants to say, she'll say, and whatever Shirley's going to feel, and Shirley will fill in. And...
I that's Bethany's broken arm. As you can see, it wasn't just a hairline fracture. It was a compound.
That's not her elbow.
That is her arm. Yeah, right here. And we first of all we're when we saw the X-ray, we were surprised that she had not gotten hurt. Because she fell so hard and she hit a post with her cheek. We really feel like God protected her from hitting her head. So, they first talked of putting a pin in her arm, which would require surgery. And the doctor was very gracious and said, let's just try a cast. So, I've never had a cast. Several of my kids have. So I can't relate, but I feel like it probably is very discomforting. So, we were able to put a bag on the cast so that Stephanie could take a bath. And they said if it ever gets wet, so please come in immediately. So we had gone along every couple of weeks and had a new cast and had new decision to do surgery or no surgery. And her arm was actually healing crooked. Yeah, it was not wanting to get straight. And no new bone growth was evident.
So,
one night I was taking a bath.
And
I was getting out.
And
I called for my mom and said, my hand feels really sweaty.
So
I got it out of the shower and I looked
at
it. And the bag was full of water at the bottom. But after I got out and we tried to dry it a little bit with a towel. And there were no holes. There was only one which I poked to get the water out. But I don't know how it happened. I put a towel here. And it wasn't wet.
So, needless to say, with it being cold, it was very uncomfortable, but we went the next day to get the cast removed. But in the meantime, the cast had become very uncomfortable and was causing lots of pain. So he immediately, he was not supposed to be there. There were no doctors supposed to be there.
And
they told Tom on the phone they will just switch the cast and put a new
cast
on the
phone.
So when we arrived, the doctor was there. We were so shocked. And he walked in with this brace. And this was only a week after they told us that no new bone growth was
So
he said, we're done with the cast, it's causing problems. We're going to trust this brace. You need to move your arm to let the muscle finish the healing. So we just felt like that it was all, he even said, I'm so glad you came. I'm glad that happened. We thought we were going to get in trouble. I'm glad that happened because you need to get out of this cast. But each week when we would go and he would say, no new bone growth. Bethany would ask, so what if I come next week and it's still no new bone growth? Being a good doctor that he was and communicating with a teenager, he said, well, I'm going to tell you to quit smoking. Knowing that she doesn't smoke, but he didn't want to tell her or make her afraid. So God allowed us to build a relationship. As he was healing. So why don't you share some of the, your challenges? That's really not much fun. Okay.
Maybe at lunchtime?
Yeah.
Can you share with people? And I'm sure people want to hear more stories.
Yeah, but you can.
If you have something to add.
Go ahead. You have to. Push up.
I'll just say quickly that it was very kind of discouraging at some point. Through all this, it taught me a lot. And I'm glad my parents were there for me. They helped me realize what I learned and
Can we pray for her?
Please.
Okay.
Father God, we just thank you so much for your daughter Bethany. Oh, Father God, I just thank you for her faith in you. And I thank you for taking her through this difficult time. And I thank you for touching her body and giving her this healing and this touch in her arm. We pray that you would continue to heal, that there would be no remaining problems at all, and that her arm would be even stronger than before she broke it. And Father God, especially we pray for her faith that this experience would be used to make her more the woman of God that you have created her to be. We pray in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
So God is a God who really touches our bodies and heals us. And that's not something that just happened a long time ago in the Bible, but that happens today. But actually, there's something even more amazing than God touching our bodies. And that's when God touches our hearts and changes our lives. And Jesus said that people would know Christians by their love. And more and more, it's so exciting because I'm so sure that when people walk into this place for the first time, they feel God's love. They feel your love for each other. And you know, God is really speaking, and all of us are starting to learn how to
do this.
But
I want more. I want to love more, and I want all of us to be able to love each other more. Paul prayed the same type of thing for one of his churches, and it says like this.
パウロの言った言葉の中にこのような言葉があります。第一テサロニケです。
First Thessalonians chapter 4 9 and 10. Now concerning brotherly love, you have no need for anyone to write to you guys. For you yourself have been taught by God to love one another, for that indeed is what you are doing to all the brothers throughout Macedonia, or throughout Minamikawa, or Higashikurume, or Tokyo. But we urge you, my brothers and my dear sisters, to do this, to love one another more and more.
兄弟愛についてはあなた方に書く必要はありません。もう皆さん知ってます。あなた方自身、互いに愛し合うように神から教えられているからです。現にあなた方はマケドニア州全土に住む、すべて、まあ、東京や東区面に住む、すべての兄弟にそれを実行しています。しかし兄弟たちなお一層愛することに励むことを勧めます。
God is not finished with us yet.
神様は私たちにもう終わった、十分だとは言ってらっしゃらないんですね。まだまだ私たちにすることがあります。アメンですか。
God changes us, the Bible says, from glory to glory.
神様は私たちを栄光から栄光にどんどん変えてくださるんですね。進歩
して。 So that we're becoming more and more like Christ Jesus.
イエス・キリストのように変えられていく。
When Jesus returns, and if you've never heard of the second coming of Christ, Jesus is going to come back. The Bible says we'll be changed in a moment. The Bible says we'll be changed in the twinkling of an eye. That's really fast. But meanwhile,
その間、私たちはそれを待っているときにですけれども、
God changes us little by little.
私たちを変えていってくださいます。
And it's called our sanctification.
それは、ね、専門用語で言えば、清められるとか、聖化されるとか、そういうような言葉で表現しますけれども、
And if I look at my own life, I know God has changed me so much, and I praise God for that.
神様は私たちを変えてくださったと思って、本当にそれ神様に感謝します。でも、
I used to be much worse.
もう今よりもっと悪かったんですね。想像できますか？
I didn't say that. I am still so stubborn and
selfish.
But God, especially recently, is actually changing me a lot.
私を本当に急激に変えてくださ
ってい
ることを感じます。
そ
う、私にで同時に希望も与えてくださっているんですね。
Because he is the God of hope.
ね、神様こそ私たちの希望、他にはありませんから。
So even though he's showing me all these places that need to change,
ね、足りないところ神様
が、I don't have hope in myself. I have hope in God.
自分を見たらもう希望もないしもうダメだと思うんですけど、私たちで神様を呼ぶときに神様から希望が与えられます。アメンです。
You know the Bible tells us that God is love.
神様は愛であると私たちに教えてますね。神様は愛。
Now we often use that word, don't we?
ねえ、しょっちゅう私たちは神様は愛ですという言葉を使いますね。神様は愛。
Love。
ね、愛。
When you hear the word love, what do you think of?
皆さん、愛って聞いたとき、まあ、ラブと愛と違うんですね。
What does love mean?
何を思いますか？ラブって何でしょう？愛って何でしょう
？That's you again.、ね、what does love mean?
愛はどういう意味を持っているんでしょうか。Love はどういう意味を持っているんでしょうか。
Let's approach it from a little bit of another direction.
ちょっと違う方向からこれについて。
What's the opposite of love?
愛の反対は何て
That's why we asked the kids fourth grade and opposite day because they're the only one who ever answered my question. So you guys, now it's time to talk. You know, I'm always telling you to be quiet, but I need to help. What would you guys say is the opposite of love?
愛の反対は何て言いますか。
Dumbness. Wow, that's amazing. Okay, good. Sam. What? Hatred. Okay, very good, very good. Anybody else have you seen dumbness, hatred? Anybody else? Oh, Nicholas got another one.
Stupidness.
Okay, well, he's kind of in the same scene. Have you noticed the semantic domain of dumbness and stupidity are the same? Go ahead, May. Crazy. Wow. These kids are like very creative and imaginative. Well, this last one, okay? Go ahead. Depression.
Depression?
Is that what you said?
Impatient.
Impatient. Very interesting. Very interesting.
So, okay.
Well, you know, as I was praying and reading the Bible, I think that one way we can describe the opposite of love is actually
indifference.
それが愛の反対じゃないかと思うときは。Recently, I read an article about young people in Japan.
日本のある若者のことについての記事を新聞かなんかで読んだんです
が、The article said that young people in Japan nowadays don't try to change.
あんまりね、もう変化したくないっていうのね。
They don't expect anything.
ね、またあんまり将来希望なく何も期待しない。
They don't hope anything.
もう希望持たない。もう日本の
若者のことは信じない。Even when there's danger or there's some kind of value or violence around,
何か周りに暴力があったりそういうことにしてももう気にしないっていう感じだっていうふうに書かれた。
And I think that we could say that there is an epidemic of indifference in the world.
違う言葉でこの無関心っていうのはこれ以上ない、まあ、疫病っていうか悪い病気だ、大変な病だと思うんですね。無関心になることは。
Kids might be a little hard for this.
ね、ちょっと子供たちは難しいかもしれないけども。
But anybody know the name of the Pope now?
今、ローマ法王の名前
ですか。Okay, here we go. Right here. Sam, did you know?Oh, go for it! I mean,
Francis さんという方が今、
you see how smart, I mean, Jamie also, he's very fair, he's older than 10
years old,
but you know, the kids are like right there. And Pope Francis says that indifference has become globalized.
この無関心さが世界中に広まってしまったっていうことを言い始めたんです。
And he was talking about Lent this year.
で、その時にですね、今これから受難週に入ってきているんですけども。
And he was talking about fasting.
で、その時に断食、食を断って神様に
Now, what do you think of when you think of fasting?
皆さんですね、断食っていうとどんなことを思いますか
Maybe you think of fasting from candy.
キャンディー食べない、ね、甘いものからち
ょっと Maybe if you're a little bit older, you think of fasting from alcohol.
いや、この
Or maybe you know it's not food. Maybe you get a little creative and you say, I'm going to fast from Facebook.
Facebook したいね。ちょっとね、もう食べ物なんて Facebook を置いておくとかね。
Meddling here. Okay.
はい。
That's
the opposite of love.
Even with the heart.
はい。いろんな人はね、これはやめようって断食もそうですけど。
But Pope Francis suggested that we try to fast from indifference. What would the world be if we all fasted from indifference? Ask Wednesday was this past Wednesday and Lent ends on Easter Sunday. So for those 40 days, if we fasted from indifference, indifference from God, indifference from other people,And he said like this, I'm going to quote now. He said, whenever our interior life becomes caught up in its own interests and concerns,
彼はこういうんですね、私たちの心の中身の心がいつも自分中心になって、そればっかりになっていたときに、
There's no longer room for others.
他の人にが入る余地がないっていうんですね。
There's no place for the poor.
もう貧しい人に目を向けるような余地がない。
And God's voice is no longer heard. And our desire to do good things, we end up being incapable of weeping for other people's pain and feeling other people and having a desire to help them. It's as though this were someone else's responsibility and not our own. But when we fast from indifference, we can begin to feast on love. Today we have a special song that Stephen is going to sing for us. And it's called Where is the Love? You don't have it memorized. There are a lot of words. And Matt translated this for us. So.
Anyone know the song?
Yay! I know! I'll rap with you.
Help me, please. It's called Where's the Love?
I was about to use that.
This is the first time I'm seeing this here.
I think we've done this.
At Mizuba.
At Mizuba. Whatever. The whole thing.
Actually, you taught me this song at Mizuba. You sang this chorus.
Just the first one. Here it goes.